Hello, Bedside Plastic Surgery, Terry speaking. Yeah. Blepharoplasty, yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, do you have private insurance? I'm only asking because, yeah, it's if it's so severe, it sort of has a Medicare item number. So, a lot of the costs are covered by your private insurance. So it makes it a lot less expensive than for people who are doing it purely for cosmetic reasons. Yes. Oh, you're a good wife. So it's obviously flared up for him, has he, over there with the hot weather and not. All right. Does he want it done ASAP as soon as he gets back? Is that what you? Yeah, all right. Yeah, obviously we'll have to see him beforehand. hang on. All right, hang on. Bear with me. I'm just logging into this system. No, I sort of was going to work from home and then for some reason I couldn't turn the answering machine off from home, so I've just walked in. I'm just going to put in my password. That's all right. These things happen to me all the time. It's just... That's good. All right, I'm in. Okay, I'm into the diary. All right, now first question is, now where are you based in Melbourne? Whereabouts do you live? Because we've got three different offices, so we can see him quite soon. You're in Hampton. All right, so, and when is he back from Europe? All right. All right. Okay. That's easy. We can see him on the 29th on Monday morning. The issue is going to be the surgery, because we're seeing him so late. So okay. All right. Okay, no, I haven't got anything. And that's mainly because David's away. Now, we could, if he was back, operate on him in September, but is he going away again? Yeah. All right. We can, we could, but we'd probably, we don't like doing that because obviously we like people not to feel rushed into these sorts of things, but maybe we could even do a telehealth and he'd also need a referral from his GP. I think with him that might be all right because it's not cosmetic. It's with the cosmetic things, like ARPA have got this rule now. We have to see them at least twice before and there has to be 2 weeks between seeing them and operating. But, yeah, there are. But his is a bit different. So I'll tell you what we can do. All right, so... unfortunately, I'm just looking at all the hospitals we could do an upper left. So, I can't do it on the 1st because that list is full. That's the 1st of October. I've got, for some reason we've cancelled the next list and I'm not sure why. All right, and then no. So, okay, I'm just looking at different hospitals and scenarios. So, because it's a day procedure. procedure. I'm doing there. Yeah, it's just a day procedure, and I'm just looking at all the different hospitals and where we could possibly do it for him. Oh, sorry. Okay, let's look at the 6th of October because basically, yeah, we'd need to do it that week. So, okay. And I'll have to run it by David because we don't normally do this, but there's a Linacre Private Hospital on the 6th of October. It's an afternoon list, and normally we'd do a big, facelift or something, I think. But because David's going away, he won't do a great big case because he'll probably just want to do small things. So that's a possibility, all right. And then I've got to ask David if that's a mistake because we have a usual list at Sir John Monash Private Hospital, and I've got here that it was cancelled, and I'm not sure why. There's no reason, so I'll follow that up. And then the other, well, we've got an all-day list at Peninsula Private Hospital on the 9th. So we don't normally do those little, do the blefs, but we could if it was like there was no other option. So it would be during that week. It's the only week we could do it because then, because Mr. Ross goes away on the 17th, really we'd have to do it super early. So I'm thinking Linacre on the 6th, but to give him a week recovery. And like your eyes do heal pretty quickly. It's just, yeah, David is going away on the 17th for, a month. So, that will be, as long, hopefully he'll just heal without any issues. So that's the only thing we could do there. But I will find out what the issue is here, yeah, with that. The 8th and why it's cancelled in this, because unless it was just a mistake from another list being cancelled, I'll follow that up. So anyway, why don't we make the appointment for him to come in at least, and we can go from there and just try and work it out. Yeah, so that's the so what date did you say he actually got back in? Was it the 26th, you said? All right. All right, let's do the 29th at the Brighton Rooms at, say, 9 o'clock. Is that okay? All right. Okay, and we'll go from there. And I'll make some notes that he needs it done ASAP. Because when do you go away then? When are you're going away? He's going away again, isn't he? Yeah, because the because the thing with this sort of surgery is when he has it, the next 5 days at least, he's really needs to be resting in a dark room, sitting up on pillows, doing nothing. Okay, really nothing. Not looking at screens, not reading, just resting his eyes and putting cold compresses on it. And then basically a week later we take the sutures out, and he's pretty much, you're right, from there. But that first week, I mean, we've had some people, I've rung them the next day, they say, oh, I'm just back at work. I'm going, what? And then they've had problems, So he really needs to rest. And as long as he can do that with everything else that's going on, that's fine. But if he can't, it might be better to do it another time. Okay. Yes. Okay, yeah. Yeah. All right. Yes. Yeah. And look, there is a chance, and there is a chance that, so on the first, 2 days later, we have a list. It's quite full, but Mr. Ross has got the afternoon free that Wednesday afternoon. So if the hospital agree and the anaesthetist agrees to stay a bit later, we could put him on the end of the list on the first and add him to that. Yeah. And I know it's a big fast go around, and I just have, I mean, I have to run it by David. I don't know whether he would say that was okay. But I mean, it's a long bow, but it is a slight possibility too. All right. No. Reputable. No, he won't. No. He just wants functionally to be able to open his eyes without getting all that stuff underneath, and that's absolutely fine. And we do a lot of men and do the upper lids only. It's more, and the upper lids, it's fine, and the recovery is a lot quicker. The lower lids is a much bigger thing, because often they have to take them for, up to 4 weeks while they're healing, and that's, can be a real nuisance, depending on, what has to be done to repair them. So, but uppers are pretty straightforward, okay? But I mean, there can be complications, like with any sort of surgery, and sometimes, they might not heal evenly, and it's just, the only thing that worries me is like normally we would be seeing him not just once, but we'd be seeing him over the course of, 3 months in his post-op recovery. So he would probably need some follow-up where you're going to, just to make sure all the healing is going according to plan. Yeah, and David would probably know them because they all know each other. And he could probably say, hey, do you mind, I mean, usually they like following up someone else's surgery, but their mates are, they might do that. So do you know the name of the plastic surgeon up there, did you? Or you just saw there was a clinic up there? No, that's all right. Yeah. They fly in, fly out often. Yeah, they do. They do. Permanently there. No. Well, I know a lot of them do that sort of thing. But look, David will know. And the important thing is, look, even if it's not a plastic surgeon, that just that someone with medical experience is sort of just following up as he's healing, because it's really important how you look after the scars and things, all right. Oh, look, I mean, obviously it's Friday today, but early next week, I could just sort of run it by. I mean, if it was sort of organised that we had a longer list that day already in advance with the anaesthetist and the hospital, it should be all right. Because I think maybe doing it on the first is best. But he would have to come. He would have to come with a referral from his GP, to that appointment, or even get it sent through. Yeah, before he even gets here. Yeah. All right. Yeah. of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. 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 Yeah, it is, yeah, it is, and it's sort of compounded by the fact that, you know, Mr. Ross is going away as well. But look, let's get some details from you and I'll sort of book him in for that appointment, and then I'll make some phone calls and check with the hospital whether that's all feasible for his list to go a bit longer that day, because he's got, yeah, a couple of things on it. And look, that sort of surgery takes about an hour to do. So it's... Anyway, all right, let's go. So what's his first name? Pop all this. John, okay, that's easy. Spelt J-O-H-N, I assume. And he's, yeah. All right, John Yardley. And his date of birth? Fantastic. Now, should I put your phone number as a point of contact, your mobile? Yes, which is 0422 307 006. Okay, all right. Now let me hurry. I'm going to bear with me, I'm just gonna get this in. And okay, I'm just gonna get as many details as I can from you. So, can I get your residential address as it is at the moment? Yes. What's he going to be doing in Port Macquarie? Is it something with mining? Oh, wow. Oh, that's fantastic. How exciting. Yeah. Oh God. And after this winter, you probably can't wait to get there. It's just been awful. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I think it'll be fun. Yeah. Yeah, and is it just for like a set term, like 5 years or something? Or yeah. Well, I think that's exciting, and it's nice to do. You know, that's what life's about, isn't it? And now, can I get your first name? I'm going to put you down as the. I'm sorry, you probably already told me, Hillary. Hillary, lovely Hillary. Okay, I've got that. Okay, you wouldn't know John's Medicare number and private health stuff, do you? Have you got that handy? Or... Yes. Seven and number three, gorgeous. And the health fund, that's not liking that number. Can I just double check I've written that in right? I've got 3365256877. No. Oh, 25787, not the six. Where did I get six? That's better now. It likes that. That's okay. All right. And the health fund you're with. Okay. As opposed to two U's. Okay, lovely. All right, so Medibank Private Limited. Yep, fantastic, got that in. Save, and I'll just do a check. Because what I can do too is give you an item number and you can do a fund check as well to make sure he's covered, which I'm sure he probably is. He probably got top cover, which you'll definitely be covered then. And once I sort of book him in or pencil him at the hospital, they'll do a fund check too. And they let us know pretty quickly if there's any problem with any of that. All right. So, yeah, and that all verifies on my system too. Okay. So, Hillary, I'll get in contact with you. Perhaps if I just give you a call, is that all right? Terry with a T, Yes, that's all right. So I'll just give you a call. I'll talk to David and say, oh, is this all right? I know it's sort of, you know, all rushed and he's, you know, he's very by the book and rules and things. So, but I think because if he was doing it for cosmetic reasons, I'd say, oh, absolutely no way would we do it. But because it's sort of medically indicated, it should be all right. And I'll just run it by him and I'll run it by the hospital for the first, because it would be good too if we could follow him up for at least 2 weeks before David goes away as well. I think that would work much better. So with Sir John Monash Private Hospital, that's a little hospital in Clayton on. Yeah, it's in the Monash Specialist Centre. It's on the intersection of Clayton Road and Dixon Street, and there's a private hospital on the first floor. So you sort of, it's a morning list, so he'd probably, that, you know, he'd be there first thing. And if we do it on the first, Wednesday the first, yeah. No, Lineker's the following week, is a week later, but I just... Look, normally we do those procedures at Sir John Monash because they're day procedures, and we tend to do the bigger overnight things at Lineker. Like, so if someone comes along and wants a facelift, I can't have them on, you know, the same, on that same list, because it would be too long. So I want to try and do him at, but I've sort of filled the list already on the 1st of October, but they might let me. I know David's free in the afternoon, so if the hospital haven't got the theatre booked, usually they have some free time. It's more the anaesthetist. I just need to contact them and say, hey, if David's list is going to go over that day, is that a problem? And if they know well in advance, they can say, oh, that's fine, I'll just start my next list late. So, you know, we're giving them a fair bit of notice. And I'm just going to see who is our anaesthetist that day. John Berg, yeah, so he does a lot of work with us. So he should be, they should be pretty cool about it. So... I'll run it by David, I'll run it by the anaesthetist, and I'll let you know next week whether all that can work. All right? That's all right, Hillary. I know what it's like when you try to juggle a million things. and men who want you, you know, just think it can all, yeah, you know, just do this, it's fine. So... Look, it's just the recovery. He really, I can't stress how important it is that he just doesn't do anything. Yeah. All right. Okay. Because it's, you know, it's because we've had some patients come back and I know they haven't been icing their eyes and resting, and they're just, their faces are like so hot, touching, no, go home and don't do anything. And you know, they heal all right in the end. It's just the recovery's a bit longer. So anyway, leave it with me and I will get back to you as soon as I can, okay? All right. Nice to chat to you, Hillary. Okay. Yeah, you too. All right. Take care. Bye. Bye.